Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Good morning. So I called in the week before Christmas when y'all were talking about the Christmas list.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, Steve, if Julie liked the gift that you picked out for her and if you surprised her like you thought you would.
Yes, she was thrilled. I gave her a cashmere sweater. She had always wanted a cashmere sweater.
Nice.
She's a big fan of Princess Meghan Markle. And I found a website that has Meghan Markle's favorite cashmere sweater.
Good job.
So I ordered her one, put the little note inside that's from Meghan Markle. I missed out on the size, though. I missed out on the size, so it has to go back.
You didn't buy too big, did you?
No, I bought too small.
Okay, it's funny.
I went through her sweater drawer.
Good for you.
I went through her sweater drawer. She has sweaters of every size in there.
Always there or small, right?
Yes.
So I took the average and went with large, and she said that's not going to work. So Meghan Markle is getting her sweater back, and hopefully we'll get a new one. So, yeah, it was a big success.
Well, good. I pulled off the surprise with my husband, too. I got him a nice drone.
A drone?
Yes.
Great.
One of those, you know, one of the toys that you always want when you're in the store, but the wife tells you you're not spending the money on?
Amen.
That's what I got him for Christmas.
Good for you.
Oh, that's cool. And that's the gift that keeps on giving, because if he ever gets on your nerves, you say, go back and play with your drone for a little while.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good holiday. I just wanted to touch base and see how you did, Steve.
Thank you. Yep.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
B Studios.
Good morning. It's Josie.
Hi, Josie.
What? I'm getting all these buzzes on my cell phone to call you guys because Jeremy did something radical. What did he do?
Oh, geez, Josie. Well, I have a tradition in my house. I name my pets after... Okay. Legendary women. So my four and a half year old Dolly is named after country music legend Dolly Parton. And her middle name is Sue for Dolly Susan B. Anthony Newman.
That's
great. In searching for a name of a legendary country singer, I decided that I would honor the New York State Country Music Hall of Famer Josie Waverly.
Oh my God!
And I name my dog Josie Clara Barton Newman.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Like,
I hope
getting all these people.
I hope you're not insulted by me naming my dog after you. It truly is a tribute to your career in music.
Oh my gosh! I'm excited. I'm honored. Are you kidding me?
And she's a beautiful.
But I'm
blonde.
Getting all these buzzes. Like my phone keeps buzzing, and I'm like, "What is going on?" So I got my butt out of bed, and I look, and it says, "Call Jeremy quick." What did he do?
I mentioned that a few moments ago.
Oh my gosh, that's great,
Josie. It was great working with you over on New Year's Eve. Your Patsy Cline show with the Johnny Cash guy too. It was a great crowd, and it was great to see you. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, what a great time. Both crowds were just great. Great.
It was great to see you.
It was an awesome way to bring in the new year. And now knowing that I'm honored to be a dog name, it's even better.
Oh, when you say it like that, it almost sounds...
I know. Is it going to bother you that he's like, Josie, go potty? No, Josie.
Lay down.
No, let me tell you something. We've had this running joke in my house. I have a dog, too. And every time Bob comes through the door, she gets so excited and she wags her tail. And I said, you know, babe, I feel bad that when you come home from work, I don't sit and wag my tail like that. So now I'm going to know that I'm out there wagging my tail somewhere.
Well, I love you, Josie. Happy New Year.
I love you guys. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thanks.